Simon watched as I tiptoed over the rough earth, choosing each step carefully, like my life depended on it. A smile distorted his mouth, and then his eyebrow rose when I sighed in relief after finally finding a smooth patch of earth. I looked over at him, lips thinning when I caught sight of his amused expression.
"Where are your shoes?"
he asked, chuckling. I glared down at my dirty feet, affronted he'd have the gall to ask me when it was, in good part, his fault I hadn't been given time to recover my shoes. "I discarded them to save a certain someone." His smile widened.
"My fault, is it?"
I swallowed, anger dissipating. "I only meant..."
"No need to be so guarded,"
Simon said quickly, laughing jovially. He came over and lifted me into his arms without warning.
"I owe you my life, and apparently a new pair of shoes as well."
Heat filled my cheeks as he carried me without another word, holding me like I weighed nothing. His hot flesh soaked into my legs and gave me every reason to blush. But my mortification was thankfully short-lived. A small cottage came into view as the sway of Simon's body stayed unhurried. I couldn't find the words to voice my outrage over his manhandling, so I crossed my arms over my chest to hide my growing discomfort. "Aren't you injured? I can walk by myself." Simon's eyebrow rose in response, picking up on my discomfort.
"And what sort of gentleman would I be if I let my savior walk on rough ground with no shoes on?"
"A smart one," I retorted quietly. "I'm a demon. You shouldn't... I'm sure it's uncomfortable to touch me." I wasn't usually so reserved with my responses. Some might even say I had strength in my wit. Being with Simon in a world I knew only by my mother's memories of it made the usual strength in my voice practically non-existent.
"What about it would be uncomfortable?"
Simon asked, his eyes almost mocking and sparkling like everything I did amused him. I shook my head and ignored his taunting tone. "I'm told our presence is painful for your kind. Or are you so powerful that you're immune to it?" I couldn't keep the bitterness from my tone. I wasn't of either world. It was my curse to bear, stuck between worlds, never truly fitting into one or the other. Simon stalled, the lines in his face deepening as he looked down at me. I fidgeted, unable to stay calm when faced with such a solemn look. Having only seen the angel either in pain or amused, I wasn't quite sure how to react to the look he offered me now.
"I feel nothing but warmth from you."
His voice was silky smooth, but there was an undertone of insistence.
"It's true that demons affect us strongly, especially ones of your caliber, but that's not the case for you. Why do you think that is?"
He resumed his confident gait, but his gaze never left mine. Unsure of how to respond, I merely shrugged and turned my face away from his, trying to ignore how good it felt to be in his arms. There wasn't really any comfortable way to be carried. The entire 200 years I'd lived, I'd only been held by two others, but neither time was done when I was fully conscious. Being fully awake for such an event made my stomach harden to stone and throat uncomfortably tight.